Hello, it's 5:32.
What's occurring?
Special festive Oh What's Occurring. This week it's called
What's Occurring?
Feel free to play along at home on 81199. Chappers versus Becky. As always, doing all right, aren't you, Becky?
1-0 to me.
Yeah.
It's early days. Mm-hmm. Early days. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
So, let me know how you do on 81199. Here's your first situation today to ponder.
What's occurring?
Now, you know Westwood?
Yeah.
Do you think he knows a lot about, you know, celebrity culture and stuff?
I would say so, yeah.
Do you think he reads, you know, Now, Reveal, Heat magazine?
I think he does actually. Do you remember when he says he really loves Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
He does.
Love It, Live It, or whatever it's called.
Love It.
I bet he reads Love It.
Yeah. Just for the stories.
Yeah.
Now, what we did was we played the champagne game. Well, actually, it's the Carver game these days because the credit crunch, cost cutting. What you have to do is pick up a bottle of Carver. You take the safety catch off, shake it up, keep shaking. And then, here's my question to you. How many celebrities can Westwood name before his cork pops?
Chappers. I'm thinking quite a few. I'm thinking, well, he's got the whole cast of Desperate Housewives, first of all. Yeah.
Brie Van De Kamp.
Yeah. Is that somebody in Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9.
I think he'll do
Edie Britt.
15.
So you're saying 15, Becky?
Chappers? 9.
You're saying 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
What's occurring?
It's the Carver game with Westwood, but how many celebrities can he name before his cork pops?
Hey, Westwood. Good look. Yeah, man. I'm unscrewing the bottle right now. The cork's looking like it's going to come out.
Okay, shake it.
I'm shaking it like okay. I'm in the Grand Prix. It feels real good.
All right, now.
I feel it's starting to go, baby.
Name as many famous people as you can. Go.
Westwood, Scott Mills, Chris Moyles, Kerry Davidson, Matt Bru-
That was that. Now, okay, so it was Westwood.
You.
Chris Moyles, Scott Mills.
Yeah.
And
Kerry Davidson. Who's that?
Don't know.
Isn't that his girlfriend?
Is it?
Yeah. I don't think she's... Is she famous?
No, I think so. Maybe we'll look her
so,
up.
So, 3.
He named himself.
One
the person
is himself. Do we only give him 2?
I'd only give him 1 because you were stood opposite him, so that doesn't really count.
And I do like it that he said his own name first.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. So basically, Moyles.
So are we saying that he got 1 or 2?
I'd say 1. Really.
1.
So you can't count you or him.
Well, thanks.
No offence.
Thanks very much.
It did go off really quickly, though, to be fair to him.
Okay, so.
I wonder who the map person he was going to... I wonder who the map person he got
I doubt we've ever heard of him. Okay, good. So on the Carver game, let's say 1, shall we? So Chappers wins.
What's occurring?
You know... What?
Nothing. It just amused me the first person he mentioned was himself.
You know X Factor?
Yeah.
Wasn't it amazing on Saturday?
Amazing.
Really amazing. How amazing, though, do you think it was?
Very amazing.
Yeah. I think so. On Extra Factor, on Saturday night, after the main show, the one on ITV2, how many times was the word amazing said? Bearing in mind it was a good show, so have a good think about it.
By anybody or
anybody.
Just by Holly Willoughby?
Anybody.
By anybody? Oh. Well, it was on for an hour.
Play along at home, 81199.
I'm going to go 60.
You're saying 60?
Yeah.
In an hour?
Yeah.
That's 1 a minute.
Good maths,
Becky. Did you
Becky
really
then?
Think it was that amazing?
Hang on a minute. It's not how amazing I thought it was, it's how amazing they said it was. And I saw quite a lot of it, and amazing was said an awful lot. Becky, I do wish you wouldn't analyse my answers.
Could I have an answer, Becky?
20.
20?
Let's.
What was that?
At least I analyse it properly and don't just go.
Well,
let's,
20.
Let's stop it. Let's find out.
No, I want to change my answer. Please let me change my answer.
Why?
59.
Why?
Just don't know which happens.
She can't change it, Kev.
No, she can't. No. Sorry, I have to accept
you
your
didn't friend. Change it.
No, I haven't changed it. No, it's you're saying 20. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the extra factor on ITV2. Amazing.
It's absolutely crazy, and the atmosphere is amazing. Amy, how are you feeling? This is just amazing. I'm so happy.
Well, there you go. Some amazing scenes. Thanks very much, Kim.
Getting to the final for me was amazing.
You've had so many amazing moments. And you are amazing. First year, you come in and you win it. Amazing.
Just amazing performances.
Cheers, amazing. Well, listen, you've all been amazing. How amazing was she tonight, Bad Lashes?
Oh, wow. God. Absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, it's amazing.
The best.
Really, really amazing.
JLS amazing. Were amazing.
They are amazing.
It was anybody's, wasn't it, today?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for everybody who's in it.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
She was amazing.
But I mean, I think they're going to have an amazing career anyway.
I know.
The talent is amazing.
But you've been amazing. An amazing time here on Extra Factor. Alexandra's amazing.
It was an amazing moment.
Now, I've got some amazing facts here. This is amazing.
Yay.
How amazing is that? That's amazing, isn't it?
How good is that?
That is amazing.
That is amazing,
isn't
it?
That is truly amazing.
Wow. Amazing. So the answer was 29. Sorry.
Who wins?
You.
Oh, good.
What's occurring?
Right, last one.
Yes.
You know Madonna?
Yes.
Got divorced from Guy Ritchie, didn't she?
Yeah.
He got quite a good deal out of it, I think.
He did.
Was it like something like 50 to 60 million?
Somewhere around that,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you, if you had to be married to her for like 6 years, like he was, would you marry Madonna for 60 million?
Probably, yeah.
You would?
Yeah. That is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I think I probably would, actually.
I wouldn't.
Why?
I think it'd upset my boyfriend.
Oh, come on, it's £60 million.
I just don't think I could cope. I just wouldn't want to do it.
Couldn't cope with her, no?
No.
Okay. Well, today...
She just make me go to the gym all the time. You have to see the arms and...
And the Kestrel hands.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have to go... If you arrived with an arm toner, then you wouldn't have to go to the gym.
You'd better start on that now if you're going to marry Madonna.
Well, that was actually quite rude.
No. You know what I mean. She's... Look at her... Yeah, all right. Look at her arms, is what I'm saying. Sorry. We went onto the streets and... We asked 10 people this question. Would you marry Madonna for £60 million? How many of them said, yes, I would, out of 10? Chappers.
8.
Chappers are saying 8. Becky.
Oh, was she a 7 or 9?
10.
8 from Chappers, 10 from Becky. Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's us on the streets asking the people of Great Britain, would you marry Madonna for 60 million?
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
That's a good question and complicated, but for £60 million, I'd probably do it.
Steve McLaren.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No.
Why not?
I don't think she's hot. She wears too much lycra. So 60 million?
Yeah.
No.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
Would I be allowed to cheat on her?
No.
Oh, that's a tough one. 60 million. Oh, no. Nah.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No. No.
Why not?
She has really horrible arms. 60 million. No.
60 million, I would, yeah.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
I don't know. Probably.
Really?
You end up with all that money, but I mean, does that buy you happiness? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No way.
No way? Why not?
Why not? It's not my type.
For £60 million, would you marry Madonna?
Yes.
Would you really?
Yeah.
You've got to stay married to her for 6 years.
6 years.
You've got to bear in mind that she's quite muscly.
Yeah, definitely, I'll do it.
Depends how close we had to be. Can we live separately?
No, you got to live together.
Yeah, I'll probably put up with it.
No. Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
I would marry Madonna for £60 million, yeah.
Why?
It's money.
But you've got to stay married to her for 6 years.
6 years? Yeah, why not? It would be one hell of a change from, you know, the life I'm living now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're married to her for 6 years, but you'd have to live with her and be friends with Sting.
With Sting?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a deal breaker.
Actually, that is quite that's a good true. Point, isn't it, really?
Friends with Sting, actually. I'll leave it.
So you're married to her for 6 years, but you'd have to live with her and be friends with Sting.
With Sting?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a deal breaker.
The answer, how many people would marry Madonna for 60 million, was 5.
Ah,
Chappers
bring it
gets
on.
The point.
Have that, Becky.
2-1 to you today. Let me know how you did. 8-1-1-9.
Oh!